Halpin, Parshas Toldos.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Good morning, good morning. Standing at the Torah way, start your day the Torah way, on Beis Kislev, can't go by without mentioning our Moyri Kechave, Ramat Chibinim ben Rabbi Yehuda. Today is the Yutzat. And his face, his photo has been on the signs for so long, and very often. And every time we see this picture, we remember Mot Chibinim. I think we would call him Reb Mot Chibinim, or Kamiya B'moicha. As I can call him my friend, and he was so many years senior to myself, his alliance tells us Mot Chibinim who he was. He could say something to somebody, always with a smile on his face. He could get away with a lot of things which other people couldn't get away with, because it always came with a smile. And he knew that he was sincere, and he knew that he did it from love. And I was thinking what Mas would say about Mot Chibinim. I said, I have to say anything, just say one word, Mot Chibinim, and we've said it all. I was in Shumazo Menaliyah in Zalvata, Meshamash down Oibin, like he was Meshamash downstairs over here. Helps Zichel Rosh Hashiva over there, probably Vata, Zayvatim, Eibin, Zangatrai, Gabadu. Shumazo Menaliyah. So to speak about Birchas Hashachar, things which are very basic, things we do every day, and because they're so part of our integral part of our daily life, they just slip by, or at least by a lot of us. It's something we get up in the morning, and by the time we realize where we're up to in the middle of we're davening. In Brichas Hashachar, we had the Gemara in Brichas brings down that Chazal Masakin on everything that a person has anua from this world, he has to make a brucha. When a person wakes up in the morning, a person has to make a brucha on Pekeach Ivrim. He opens up his eyes and he says Pekeach Ivrim. He hears the Tarnagol, he hears the rooster outside, the alarm clock. We don't really appreciate what that is anymore, because we have more sophisticated alarm clocks, and because we don't live in the countryside, or we don't have the roosters running around our house like they used to be very often. But we hear the Tarnagol, we have to make a brucha, just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Tarnagol Seichel, gave us Seichel. And that's how it goes stage by stage. The Gemara says every step of a person's morning, as he progresses along, he keeps on making another brucha. He gets up, he sits up in bed, he has to make matah asirim, he stands, he says zorek kfifim, he puts his feet on the floor and he says zorek orot al amoyim, v'chili v'chili. But the Mechaber brings down already that la halucha, we don't say as we get up in the morning, we masak and say everything together in the Beis Medrash for two reasons. One is when a person sleeps, when he wakes up in the morning, he has to wash his hands first. Very often he doesn't have clean hands, in order to be able to make a brucha. And second, for people who don't know how to make bruchas, and they come to shiul, the whole reason why Chazal and Masak and Chazur Sashat, so the people who don't know how to daven, they should be able to come to shiul and listen to the chaz, and they can say, oh man. So the same thing is people who don't know how to make bruchas, and they want to have the chaylik in the bruchas, they come to Beis Medrash, and they hear the chaz and say the bruchas loud, and we say umen on them, and that's how they are mekayim their mitzvah. Maybe that's why the minig is, I'm assuming that's what the minig is, we start davening in the morning, and we say loud, the chazan says loud, Birchas Hashachar. Because that was the whole reason why we don't say it in the original takuna of Chazal, like it says in the Gemara, but every step of the way, because we want to be moitzi, whoever doesn't know how to make the Bruchas. According to that, it's interesting why the last Bruch of Mavashena, we don't say the whole thing loud. I know it's a long one, but there are kehillas that they do say it loud. I know in Belz, Mushal Dominic is that the chazan says it loud the whole way through. This takun of Chazal, we should also be saying that one loud. The minig is nishta zoi. It's a birchas anenin. Just like we know we make a shahakol before we can drink, and we have to make a eight before we eat an apple, and we have to make a gufen before we drink a cup of wine. It's birchas hashachar, it's mamash a birchas anenin. We have anua from this world. We have so much anua. These are the anuas which we have constantly. This is like the 24-hour cycle of anuas. It's not just the minute when we eat the apple. It's not just the minute when we have a piece of cake. It's the constant Hanua. It's the beginning of every day when the Hanua starts again and we have a freshness to it. Chazal Mesach, we have to make a Bruchas Hananin. It's not mamish like a Bruchas Hananin though. One difference is, like we said, that when somebody eats an apple, he has to make a Bruchas before he starts. He doesn't have to make a Bruchas before he starts, because Chazal didn't want us to have, wanted to make sure we have clean hands. But as we move along, sometime during the beginning of our use of the day of these Hanuas, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, we make a Bruchas Bruchas Hananin. If we go through the Bruchas just a little bit, just a Hu'ulilan, each Brucha, a little bit, just to see what Gvaldiga Hanuas we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. The first Brucha we say, Anoitan Asech Vivino Lahavchen Ben Yoyim Ben Loilu. Asech Vivino really means a person's heart. And it also means a chicken, a rooster. When we play on the words together, because it means two things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the rooster Koyach. It's a phenomenal thing if one thinks about it. It's a little chicken, doesn't know anything about himself. If you ask him where he lives, he couldn't tell you. If you ask him his name, he wouldn't know either. But for something he happens to know, whenever it gets light, he stands up and he makes a racket. And he wakes everybody up. And we maybe are happy that we don't live with roosters around us, because then we can't get up when we plan at 7 in the morning, or 8 in the morning, or 6 in the morning. We get up whenever it gets light. So in Manchester, in the middle of summer, at 3:30 or 3 o'clock, at least maybe we then know when their loss is. But at 3 o'clock we'd have cock-a-doodle-doo and the rooster would be waking us up. It's a gewaldige chochmah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to him. And when we hear the rooster crowing in the morning, we realize we also have this chochmah. We have chochmah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create us robots. We live in a world of robots. Everything is mechanical. Everything is just machinery. And Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with a mind. We can think. We can understand. Really, the first bruch, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have seichel. Like we have the first bruch in Shemini Esra, the first bruch in the middle, we ask Kudosh Baruch Hu to give us das. First bruch in the Brichas Hashacha, Kudosh Baruch Hu, we thank you, we understand. We have brains. L'chorah, noisin la'sechvi, sechvi pashas means a lev, also means a heart. And we say, Chazal said, when you hear the Tarnagoyla's thing, because it's also, Kudosh Baruch Hu gave him also bina, so we're thanking him for our bina, la'havchin ben yoyim ben loyla. Now people sometimes disorientated, who get put away somewhere, or they don't know if it's day or night. And the worst dungeons were the ones that they don't have any daylight in, and they don't know if it's day or night. That's the worst Gehenna which there is. We can understand what's day and what's night. Skip over the first, the three Shloyosanis. Pekeach Ivrim. I was trying to see yesterday, because I don't know my biology very well. So I thought I'd look out to Bavrum Katz is safe, our amazing world. He has two books, Our Amazing World and Our Wondrous World or something. So I thought I'd look through the one which talks about the eyes. But it was so complicated that I didn't remember all the details. But we have two phenomenal cameras. It beats any camera which has ever been thought of to maybe produce. It has rods and cones at the back of our eyes that produce, that catch the light, that help us to see, that help us to focus. We can focus automatic lenses from far away and from near. We get a 3D image, which I don't have any camera. Cameras don't give 3D images. We have two eyes which come slightly set apart. When we see further away, we can tell straight away if that car coming at us is 3 meters away or if it's 30 meters away. When we see somebody, if we see a dead picture, you don't know how far away it is. It could be it's very far away. That's why it's so tiny. It could be it's very near. It's just tiny. We don't know. Our eyes are two phenomenal cameras, and they get produced straight away. Digital cameras, not that old, but digital cameras was very new. When we grew up, we had these rolls of film, yeah? And that was the norm for everybody over here. When you took a picture, you had this little thing which kept on moving, and once it went over, you bought the 24 film, and you got the 25th picture. Wow, we're very lucky we got an extra one. And then you gave it in to produce, and you had to wait a day, two, three, or four, and you paid I don't know how much for it, and you got your Heilige photos, which you got out. We were careful about every photo we took. Digital, whoever thought of digital? Digital? How can you take a photo without it coming onto something? And then by mistake you opened up the back of the camera, one of the kids, and the whole film went in the bin. The only thing we're really missing nowadays is those film tubes, those film canisters. You know, they were handy for everything, but that we don't have anymore. Especially putting parishes of film in. But, or your 20 pences or 50, now everybody's giving 50s, that's why we don't need them anymore. They used to be good for the 20 pences. But that's Bekeach Ivrim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us eyes. He gave us phenomenal eyes. We're just so used to it. When somebody loses his eyesight for such a short amount of time. I once had such a mass. I was abroad. I was about to get in the car. I had to drive for 7 or 8 hours to go to the airport. And as I got into the car, I put the seat back, the back seat up, clicked it back into place, and all of a sudden I heard a snap. That was one of the last things, of interest of kindness. My glasses split into two. My eyesight isn't great. And I would have been stuck. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu Berachimov, don't remember, it was the first time in many years that before I left on that trip, a few days before, he put into my head, I should take with a spare pair of glasses. I don't know when it ever happened before. But Pekeach Ivrim, I appreciate it. And even then, the glasses were slightly less. Now, to be careful, that was a minute difference in my eyesight. What it made the difference. Malbish Arimim, we all know what it means to have nice clothes. Nice clothes make us feel respectable. That's the basic element of a person needs to have clothing. But we don't just have some bare skin wrapped around us. We're lucky we have clothing, clothing that fits, clothing that is practical, clothing that is so seeker past our needs. Every person has his feelings that he likes, his looks and his colours and his designs. And Kodesh Baruch Hu spoilt us with hundreds, thousands, millions of different designs and colours and everything that we need and everything that we want. Once Rav Avigdor Miller speaking about, he said a person should think, I think one of his 10 steps to greatness is every person should thank Kodesh Baruch Hu every day for 30 seconds for his clothes. He said every day find something else. And I think one of his mushul was, thank Hashem for 30 seconds that he created buttons. Wow, baker buttons, they're so basic we don't really realize what we're talking about. If you go in the Schleimer Bekishes, they go around, there's no buttons because they didn't have buttons 200, 300 years ago. So they don't want to change it, so they kept it the same design. But the Mechal, there's no buttons, you just go and it sounds very comfortable, but it's not very practical. What one little button can do, we all know when we miss one button, how uncomfortable a situation we can be in. Mal b'sharimim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us clothes, he gives us so much. Matasirim Zoyke Kfifim is basic, is push-up, it's pushing a sit-up in bed. He says Matasirim, he can stand, he can say Zoyke Kfifim. We've all had those times when we didn't feel fit and we didn't feel good and whatever it was and we couldn't sit and we couldn't do. All of a sudden our bodies ached because we had fever, we did too much exercise or we tried to do too much exercise and then we ended up having aches and pains, we couldn't sit, we couldn't stand. Whoever's been on a boat knows the unsteadiness that they have when they're standing on that boat and they're trying to walk from one end of the boat to the other. And you're hoping that you're not going to end up in splash inside the water, especially ones of us who don't have sailor's feet. And if we wouldn't be Roika Uris Alamoyim, we'd be swimming all day. And even if we wouldn't be swimming all day, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make some time of Uretz, but if it wouldn't be dry, we'd be on a boat ride the whole day. Just imagine us trying to survive in such a situation. Not talking about cars, we're sure we wouldn't have. But the whole matz of the whole Mahalich, Shehichim Tzadik Guva, that we can walk. Never how many people have gone through a trauma, have gone through something in life. They've had an accident, they've broken a leg, and they have to go, they've been lying in a hospital bed for a couple of months. When they get up all of a sudden, they forget how to walk. We have to start again, they have to go through physical therapy, and they have to have rehabilitation and everything else which is involved in it. Just to be able to walk, to walk, to walk. When we have a pain, you can have the slightest cut sometimes in the bottom of your foot, and you have an ingrown toenail, all of a sudden we can't walk anymore, we realize how painful it is, now we can't do it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu just spoils us. It's all for free. The amount of Chachmas Aboyer, which goes into every step that we take. Shatali Kotzarki, imagine we'd have to walk around bare feet. Chazal tell us, a person sell everything he has to buy himself feet, to buy himself shoes. Shatali Kotzarki, Oyti Yisro B'Gvir and Oyti Yisro B'Sfura, this is going on Dafkan Kladi Sru. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a gatel, a spiritual gatel. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us b'chagir, he gave us a belt to be able to girdle ourselves, to be able to go through the day, v'yayid gaitadach atug, to have the koiches and nefesh that we need, to have every, spiritually everything that we need. Then we have oita yisru b'sefura, which is Kodesh Baruch Hu crowns us. He crowns us with tefillin, he crowns us with a kroinof and kop. V'roi kolami uretz, k'shem Hashem nikro lecho, he sees who we are, who we are. We're a nation, we're a nation of princes, we're a nation of kings. We have tefillin on our cup. Then we have a noisin, a yuif koyach. This is like, anybody ever realize that we're all just big rechargeable batteries? Every night we use our batteries up and it comes at the end of the night, it's flashing already. It's getting like, it gets to the bottom, it says, you have the Panasonic telephones and they come at the end. If you really use them, it says at the end, recharge 7 hours. It keeps on flashing up on the screen. Recharge 7 hours. That's when the bottom of the battery, put them back onto the charger. That's what we all are. We're rechargeable batteries. It was a new invention to be able to recharge your batteries. Kodesh Baruch Hu did it since day one. What do? We go to bed. It's wireless. It's wireless rechargeables. It's the latest invention, no? We don't get plugged into anywhere. We lie down in bed. We close our eyes. And we open them up a few hours later. I'm a chaya. Everything's fresh. Everything's been organized. From the deepest elements of a person's body till the physical parts of the person's body. Everything became ruik. All those crazy thoughts that were fluttering around his mind, or everything that had been going on the night before, all of a sudden after a night's sleep, he wakes up in the morning, everything happens, everything is calm. Everything is ruik. That's why you never make a big decision before you get a sleepover, because everything is all cocked up. The next morning, it's all been filed away in the right compartments in the brain, all the emotions being put where they have to be put. You can decide things, you can think it through, you can analyze things properly. And the physicals, we went to bed so tired, we couldn't move. We woke up so fresh. What do we do? If we got our 7 hours. That's what the battery says, recharge 7 hours, yeah? When we get only the 3, 4, you see how much it bothers us, how much we're missing. Such a phenomenal, phenomenal zach, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, such a moiridiki gedank. There's two huge elements of hanu, which we have every day, which l'chayr are missing from the bruchas. One is hearing. Doesn't say anywhere a brucha about hearing. And we hear the whole time. I heard somebody once tell me, because we only make a brucha on something that gets renewed every day. So that we sleep at night, all these things get switched off, and we renew ourselves in the morning. So if we wouldn't hear when we sleep, we would never hear that rooster crowing, we would never hear the alarm clock going, and we'd still be sleeping the whole day. I don't know if that's the real reason, but I saw in Pisker Chivas, he brings down from Harav Unsdorfer, I don't know which one he is, but he brings down on two things, sorry, we mentioned two. One is hearing, and one is dibber, on speaking, our koich of speech. Our speech, which we have built-in natural ability, a person can speak. The baby starts growing up and he starts making sounds and funny sounds and this sound. And all of a sudden, it goes over a period of time and he starts speaking a language. Not only does he speaks a language. Anybody who's ever tried to learn a second language, it's very hard. Yeah, we teach in schools and they're busy the whole time teaching you the nouns and the pronouns and how to say it and what the letters are. This little kid who doesn't know anything about himself, he doesn't know what two and two is, all of a sudden he starts speaking. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us so much chokhmah and so much capabilities. And Dibber, he says, and Shmiah is included in, this Rav Unsdorfer says that Shmiah is included in the brucha of Noisin Lasech Vivina. Chazal said, when you hear the rooster crowing, you make the bruchas, therefore that's including the Koyach HaShmiah. And Dibber is included in Birchas HaTorah. When we say in the morning, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can sit and learn. To learn, we have to be able to speak. That's included in Koyach HaDibber. But, so the Sforim bring down, there's 18 Bruchas of Birchas HaShachar. We don't have 18, the ones we just reckoned out. But we have, it includes Until Tzidayim, Lekai Neshuma, Asher Yotza, includes all these Bruchas, which all the Birchas HaShachar, it's all part of the Birchas HaShachar. And these Bruchas are 18 Bruchas, which are Masikin Gwar and Keneged, Shmoyna Esra. We have 18 Bruchas Shmoyna Esra. Chazal made 18 Bruchas HaShachar, which corresponds one to the other. And I didn't know, was I learned something new with Hashem. I learned a lot of things new because I have to prepare for the Shia. But one of them was, Anoisin Yoef Koyach was an extra Bruchas which was added later. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. And it's a Bruchas which was added later. And was added, Kneged the Bruchas in Shmoyna Esra from Lamal Shinim. Just like they added in the 19th Bruchas of Lamal Shinim, they added in the 19th Bruchas Anoisin Yoef Koyach. After reading out Alushim, which I wrote down. It's also in Pesach Chivas. He wrote down Shtaiten Kisva Arizal. What is this Noisen Leyoev Koyach? We said before it's going on our physical self. We're charging ourselves. He says it's Tashus Koyach and Neshuma Machmas HaGulus. Our Neshuma has become weak because of the Gulus that we're going through. But his Chaskis Koyach HaMina Negad Yitzhurah VeNegad HaKofrim. To be Mechazik our Koyach HaMina against the amount of Kfir which is on the street. And that's why the Chazal made the brucha noisen like Yoev to the people who are tired in their koyach emina. They're tired of all the tzuras they went through in gulas. That's why he gave them koyach to believe further, to keep strong in their faith, to keep strong in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then we have three bruchas which we skipped. We skipped three bruchas, the three shloyosanis. The three shloyosanis. We're getting up in the morning, we're making a brucha shloyosani goy, shloyosani uved, shloyosani ishu. Could just well make one brucha. Shosani Yisrul, Shosani Man Yisrul. We bring out HaKadosh Baruch Hu step by step, how grateful we are to Him. But what are we grateful for? I understand. Shloisani Goy. Shloisani Uved, I don't understand. I want to be a slave. Shloisani Isha, people start feeling well. What is this? I forgot the word, what they call it in English. Yeah, I'm the Haltzich Besser than all the ladies. What's going on over here? Women's rights and all the rest of it. But we're bringing out thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moiridik in the Kiddur. One point. Thank you for giving us mitzvahs, Torah and Chiyuvim. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for giving us mitzvahs that we have to keep. If you go, somebody gives you a present, you tell them thank you, it means you appreciate the present. There is a thought that people can sometimes have, oy vai, it's a difficult life. We can't move without getting involved in some chashash issa. We can't talk what we want, we can't look where we want, we can't go where we want, we can't do what we can't dress like we want. The whole day, a yid's life is governed from the second he wakes up to the second he goes to sleep. With chiyivim, we have tarig mitzvahs, we have so much which is controlling our life, which is dictating how we have to live. And if somebody would look at it as a dictatorship, then the last thing he's going to do is thank the dictator for giving him such wonderful rules and regulations. And we're getting up in the morning, and we're saying b'koyer, we're saying bruchas, we're saying three bruchas. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you didn't make me a goy. You gave me mitzvahs. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you didn't make me an eved, who has some of the mitzvahs, but doesn't have them all. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you didn't make me an ishur, because I have even more mitzvahs an ishur has than an eved, and we still thank you for that as well. Avada, the lady's girl, turns around and makes a bruchah, Shosani Kirtzoinoi, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her tafkid in the world, and without the ladies in Klal Yisrael, we won't be anywhere. Every single step of the day, we need to come on to what the Nushim Tzidkunis are the ones who saved Klal Yisrael through every Be'ez Surah that we had. But we men who have a Chiv, we were given the opportunity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with so many different mitzvahs. We stand there and we dance and we say, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving this opportunity to serve you. Thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like you have a businessman who works very hard for his business, but he's closing in on these good deals, these lucrative deals, he's closing in on them. Every day, another one and another one and another one. He works non-stop. He has a very hard time. He's under amazing amounts of stress. You ask him, do you want to give up on it? You're crazy, I should give up on it. Do you know how much money I've just made yesterday? How much money I'm going to make tomorrow? Nobody wants to give up on it. Nobody's saying it's not an asik. Nobody's saying it's not a work. We make a bruch in the morning last week with Divrei Torah. Not loyma Divrei Torah. To work hard, I've had to work hard. We want to work hard and we can't do what we want, but we realize what privilege we have. B'nei Meluchim, princes, royalty, aristocrat. That something of that is still left in the world, not much, but a very small amount of that is still left in the world, that people who come from royalty won't do certain actions which other people will still do. And they feel inhibited by it. Some of them do, because they've lost the aristocrat, they've lost their royalty. But the ones who realize that they're royalty, they don't feel inhibited by it, because they can't go around the street with dress like whatever. They have to go around with a class, they have to go around, they have to talk with a certain standard. They realize who they are and how they are. That's how three brukhas which we make. Shloisani goy, shloisani yovet, shloisani yishu. There's a very famous story which the Welt looked over. It happened with Harav Nutter Tzeinvit. It's very applicable to the days that we're living in. Harav Nutter Tzeinvit was a Biana Chusit, who was Nifta, I'm not sure, maybe about 50 years ago. Lived in Yishalayim. That's Chushev Kinder. Rabbi Abish Tzeinvit, I'm a kibble. And he woke up, he was on the very Dehoi Ben HaChassidim. And he came, it was the day after the American elections. I think it's one of the most famous stories. And he came to Shacharis in the morning as a pelu, never opened his mouth before davening. And he went and asked who won the elections last night. So after davening, the people went over to Ramnutu, what happened to you? Screw loose? Something's gone wrong. What happened? He said, when I make a bruch shlo yisani goy, I mind this. A rabbi who's sitting in Shah Shechem over there who doesn't know what's going on with his life. And we're talking about the most powerful person in the world. And that's the person who have always kavuna shlo yisani goy. Nowadays, it's not sure what we have to be mechavan. We have to mechavan maybe two bruch, we have to mechavan on two different people, or nobody, because there's no powerful, I don't know what. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking the world to pieces slowly. But not so slowly, it's going like full speed ahead. But in the meantime, that's the Shlo Yisani Goy, how lucky we are. We're lucky, we're so lucky. There's a machlokes where we say this Shlo Yisani is machlok. In the Ashkenaz we say, we know we have the Nosin HaZechivino, the Svadim, and I think also Nusach HaRi say it at the end of the Bruchas, the three Shlo Yisani. There's a separate component which we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. Just two quick Halucha Zachen, then we'll go to the last Brucha. Two quick Nekidas. Because of the Shlo Yisani, as we said before, each one is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu a step more. More privileges, and more privileges, and more privileges. Therefore, if somebody went and started off the first Baruch Hu, he went by mistake, he said Shlo Yisani Ishu. And L'Choyer is included. Shlo Yisani Goy and Shlo Yisani Ovid also. Because she's already, I've already thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for not giving me, not making me Ishu, who has lots and lots and lots of mitzvahs, more than an Eved, more than a Goy. There was a Machlok Zapotzim where the one can still say the other two Baruchas. La Halucha, we do say. So remember, if somebody by mistake said out the order those three brachos, by halucha we say all three, even if we didn't say in the right order. But you've got to be careful is not to slip up nechatzchila, because there is a machlokes pasuk whether we can say it the other way around. The other set of brachos which we have to be very careful about is hamat asirim and zoke kfifim. We can't stand until we first sit. Hamat asirim with thank Hashem Baruch Hu for sitting, zoke kfifim with thank Hashem Baruch Hu that we can stand. And there, the mechaber paskens that if somebody says zoke kfifim first, doesn't say any more matter asirim. We normally don't slip because these things are so in our system that everything just sfut adoch. But mitzvah now, tomorrow morning, probably everyone's going to be misboinin for a very long time about each brucha. They might forget where they're up to. They'll remember to say it in the right order. The last brucha, I had a very big chizik from it. I guess I'll share you just my little bit of feeling which I had on this brucha. First of all, everyone knows that thing nowadays already, even though some in the Siddurim it's printed in a different way, but the brucha starts from Amar V'Sheinu Me'enoi, and it finishes V'Burcha To Hashem, Agoyim L'Chasudim Tovim L'Am Yisrael. It's one brucha. The Yerutzen isn't a Nai Bakusha, it's not a new tefillah, it's part of the same brucha, therefore you always say Umen at the end of it. And that could be one of the main reasons why the Chazan says it quietly, maybe, because he went quietly, you don't want people to say Umen, so he already went quietly in the middle until the end of the brucha. But this brucha has over 15 different bakushas that we ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one small brucha has over 15 different bakushas. I can't say a fixed number because you can count it different ways, and depends when you look through the brucha, you can be ma'ayin, you'll see, it's like the Yalav Yuvav Yagia Viru Virutze, if it's 8 times 8 or 7 times, it's a lot of bakushas. But here there's over 15 bakushas in this brucha. And what we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're asking Him, help us to be a Yid. We all know the Mama, I think it's the Mama Chazal, Ritzineini, Laasis Ritzoichu. Umi Ma'akev, Sa'osha, Be'isa, V'shibit Malchias. We want to do your roots in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to. We want to with all fibers of our being. We want to do it with every single bit of us. But we're fighting something strong. We're fighting two strong things. Sa'osha, Be'isa, we're fighting the Yitzahura. The Yitzahura is out there. He doesn't go to sleep at night. We go to sleep at night, but he somehow manages, because the second we wake up, he's always there ready to tell us something else. He's stopping us getting into bed, he's stopping us getting up in the morning, and then he doesn't stop, and he's at us, and at us, and at us. And he's a malach. He's ma'akiv. He's stopping us doing what we really want. But Shibud Malchias, the times that we live through, every person has his struggles, every person has his daily life, every person has the things that he has to get on with in life, which drags him down, things that don't go easy. Shibud Malchias, but what do we really want? Ritzineini. And that is the theme which runs the whole way through this brucha. We're asking for siyata d'shmaya. Kodesh Baruch Hu, let me do what I really want to do. Let me do what I really want to do. First, we thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for taking the sleep away from us. Yeah, the people walk around the whole day groggy and half asleep. So, Baruch Hashem, we woke up. Some people need one coffee, some people need two. But what it really is, it's Amar V'Sheinu Me'enoi. Thank Kodesh Baruch Hu that took the sleepiness away from us. And then we start asking a tefillah. V'hirutz mufanecha Hashem elekeini v'lekei v'seini. What do we ask? Shtar gileini v'sereseichu. We want to learn your Torah. We know that's step one in Yiddishkeit. We want to learn Torah. Chazal tells when the Yitzhahura comes against you, what do you do? The first Aitza is? First Aitza says, in the Gemurah is Yasek v'Torah. Shtar gileini v'sereseichu. And then v'dabakeini v'mitzvaseichu. Dveikus. Dveikus mean attached. Not just let's do the mitzvahs. Let's become one with the mitzvahs. Dveikus is one. Dabakeinu mitzvaseichu. And then we know we're going to have a struggle. So okay, we need siyata d'shmaya. Because Baruch Hu, we know that we can't win the malach of the Yitzhahura unless you help us. The Al-Tivayin, you don't bring us. Loli de what? Loli de chait. El-Aveira v'uvayin. And then, okay, so we're not going to do Aveiras. You know, we're going to try not to do any Aveiras. But we're going to get put into a difficult situation. We're going to have to fight with ourselves to control ourselves. And we're scared we might not win the battle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loli de nisoyin. Don't test us. I know we've been put in this world to be tested. And I know that we want to be matzliach, and somebody doesn't get a test, he can't grow anywhere, and he can't steig, and he can't do anything else. I know that. But loyli de nisoyin, do me a favor. I don't want to have the nisoyin, because something which is the stakes are up or too high, I prefer to not have that battle. Loyli de vizoyin, we all ask, we don't want bizyoinus. How many people Nebuch know how much bizyoinus can ruin them completely? It's bizyoinus are such a strong thing that it cleans a person so much, Nebuch from his avarius. We ask loyli de vizoyin. This is the point which I had chizuk from, is the next shtikla. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'al tashlit buni yetzahura. We don't want the Yetzer to have a shlita over us. Okay, we've sorted ourselves out. Then we add two more bakush in the middle, take us away from Udamur and Mechoveru. We're not finished. We don't want the Yetzer Hura. So what do we want? Dabekeini be Yetzer Toiv. Zayis Duvik the Yetzer Toiv. Well, I thought, if we don't have the Yetzer Hura, then what's left? We only have two forces that are telling us what to do. The Yetzer Hura is not there anymore. No, no, no. It's not enough. Dabekeini be Yetzer Toiv. And then if we didn't get the message yet, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu the next five words, which are mind-boggling. V'choif es Yitzreini lehishtabed lach. Please force me to keep your Torah. How often are we kept in a, or put into a situation where we feel forced to do something which we don't want to do? I don't have chayshik to come this morning to davening on time, but I have social pressure. I don't have chayshik to go around. I would like to go on a certain type of a holiday. I'm scared someone might see me. There's a different situations which people find themselves in on a constant basis. And they, what did I need this for? I'm not interested in doing this. Why do I have to do it? The only person you have to thank for this situation when you had no way out is yourself. Because you stood up that morning and you asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'choif es Yitzreini lehishtabed lach, force us to keep it Torah. Exactly like it was by Matan Sinai, Kof Naleim Harke Gigis. The Yidin said Nasa V'Nishma. He said Nasa V'Nishma, we want to do it. Such a Nasa V'Nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, who told the secret to my kids, the Maluchim secret? And he still picked up the mountain and threatened to bury us. The slave, he said, he threatened us. You're not always going to feel this way. You're not always going to feel in this spiritual high. You want to do everything that's good. For those times I'm forcing you, it's not a pick and choose. You know now how much good, how good it is. You know now how much you want it. I'll help you along in the times when you don't feel the same way, even though you know the truth inside. We should be zoichet to abekeinu zan b'yetzer ha'toiv. We should have the zoichet zan to the end of the brucha. V'goyim l'chasurim toivim la'am yisru. Meher v'yomeini. Amen.
Shomer and Pri, and the what do you call it? The tevet is a shomer for the corn. That's what should be. So says the Malka. That's it's key to the whole process of the Avodah of Migdal. That's what happens. That's what should happen. Let's do the next process. Vayad Yitzchak is Esav, Kitzai Befi. Esav loved Yaakov, Yitzchak loved Esav, Kitzai Befi. Rivka Heber says Yaakov. Look, Rashi. Befi, Tadugma Befi Shal Yitzchak. Yeah. Uma Droshay Befi Shal Esav. So you tie the Maravay before me, two different with words. What does it mean? Yitzchak went to Yitzchak and he needed it. So the Rambam says here something interesting. The Rambam says that what he wanted was gold. Rambam says Bekitza that when he was giving the brochas, he wanted like Hoike Menagin and Menagin. Put him in a good frame of mind so that the brochas they should go over from Yitzchak to Esau. Yeah, although ahead was the brochas, but the purpose was only that you should give him a nice meal in order that you should put him in the right frame of mind so the brochas should be cooked. That's the type of stuff he wanted, a nice piece of venison. That was what he said.
What does Sinai mean? Pardon? What's the actual title of Sinai? It's in what I find interesting. Where else in the Torah do you find Sinai? Suddenly a two pasukim, which is two completely different things. The first one says Sinai, and the next one says Sinai. What's it connected? Suddenly uses the same word.
Yeah, then, which pasuk are you
referring to? For example,
he could fool his father.
And the next pasuk happens to say, we have this conception of Sinai before. It's like interesting, it suddenly uses
the same word for a different meaning.
Yeah, you know,
we're all
from the Torah,
you find it. It must be Al-Jim Medesh, what Rashi says.
Rashi says... Nirmos, like Rashi says.
Nirmos says, U-Medroshoi, B'fifshin, Esai, Alisa, Merameh, B'vorah. It's the Medesh, Medesh says it. The Medesh kind of takes the Pshat, literal meaning, and what you call it, interprets it, Shiloh, Pshat, Al-Jim. Here we go, but yeah, this is a side of the river. There's a basic difference between the Ahava of Yitzchak to Esau and the Ahava of Yitzchak to Esau. Because by Yehav,